Chapter 79. Darrow. Bad blood. Fear stares at me through the glass. It does not seem as if he has moved since I resisted cutting off his hands. "Hasn't talked a lick despite the cocktails," Screwface says from beside me. "Neurological conditioning," I ask. "If it is, it ain't like any I've ever seen." Atlas's side of the wall is blank, but I feel his eyes on me. I move left, and they follow. He can sense us. Screwface believes it. I noticed that too. Should we up the dosage?
No.
Darrow, we need to know when Atalantia will attack.
She's in no hurry, I say. But if we kill him before we get him to my wife...
I stop as I realize what I'm doing. It's always easier to plan on hope. If she's alive, she can crack him. When we get what's in there, we'll have a chance. Till then, let's not push our luck by melting his cerebellum. We're about to leave the cell behind when Atlas speaks.
Peticabere forsemel, sed idum, si deprensus erispis irumabo. Quod si tertia forta mulieris, ut poenam patiare et hanc et illam, pedicaberis irumaberesque.
What does it mean? Screwface asks. Fear is on the job. Come on! My family was full of pixies. Didn't ever bother with Latin. I sigh and translate. Thief, for first thieving shalt be swived, but an again arrested shalt be irumate, and shouldst attempt to plunder time the third, this and that penalty thou shalt endure, being both pedicate and irumate. I am going to kill that man, Screw says quietly. Get in line. Back in the mound, the final preparations for departure are underway. Despite Screwface's effective efforts against Atalantia's spirings, it is best to assume she still has agents within the city. Tomorrow's evacuation to the ships will come as a surprise to all but those within my inner circle. Until then, my army plays the part of occupying force. Patrols continue, garages rattle with industry, barracks swell with music and snoring and gambling. Yet something feels wrong. The Fear Knight's poem has haunted me. Did I miss something? To allay my concerns, I took a tour of the mountain fortifications for signs of Atalantia's forward elements after visiting Atlas. All was still. Too still. Thraxa and Harnassus think my ill-ease to be general paranoia. Glerastes's work is completed. The Morning Star and the remaining ships are repaired for combat. Morale is high. My confidants dwell on the coming fray and debate our chances of slipping the noose. But in my quarters inside the mound, my mind roves restlessly as I inspect data packets from Atlas's interrogation, surveillance of known loyalists, and Glerastes' charge, Cato. The 5-minute gap from his detour to the wine cellar is explainable, yet cloying. In secret, my men bugged the cellar after that surveillance failure and faulted it on interference from the Lady Beatrice's reactor. Arnassus himself has vouched for the integrity of Glerastes's EMP. So why do I linger over this insubstantial creature's idle days? Is it simply the seeds of fear? He has done nothing suspicious, not even left the Lady Beatrice, yet something is off about Cato au Vitruvius's nature, if not his actions. Perhaps it is latent sociopathic tendencies that set the hairs on my back standing on end. I watch him sit in the library reading his book and shift back through the moments where my greens flagged peculiar activity. Much is class-based misunderstanding. They divine malign intent from his reading selections and his ambivalence toward the names of the servants.
false positives, perfectly in keeping with his nature. I should let it alone and not squander my time. But I find myself idiosyncratically flipping through his hours, unwilling to get out of my chair. I watch him walk the garden, laugh at old vids, converse with the guards, sketch idly the shadows of a lone flower, eat breakfast, yawn over evening drinks with Clearastes, retire to bed at a drunkard's hour. A knock comes at my door. I let the video continue playing and answer. Thraxa stands there with her hands behind her back. Did you eat dinner? Ration bars don't count. She produces 2 fish pies. Come on in. She tosses them on the table and looks around for plates. We're both just going to eat them all anyway, I say. She shrugs and plops down in a chair, digging into hers with a utility knife. She waves the knife at the hollow. That's a little creepy, watching the pixie sleep. If you're so fond of him, you should have gone with the kids. The kids? Alexander and Rona went up to the Beatrice not long ago. Why? Something about a gift. That troubles me. I wouldn't have stopped it. I have no valid reason. Yet Thraxa senses my unease. What's wrong? She asks. Something's not been sitting right, I say. There's something about him. Then let's bring him in. Harnassus says the MP is flawless, and we're jamming any signal that leaves the peninsula just as much as Atalantia is. If he's a spy, I don't know what the hell he's doing. She forks a piece of fish into her mouth. You want to talk about it? It? Your wife. My brother. Maybe the rest of my family. No. I watch her. Do you want to talk about it? Nah, not my bag. But it ain't fun, is it? No, it ain't fun. There's an indistinct murmur from the hollow. Wait. I fix on the hollow as Thraxa frowns. What's the matter? Quiet. I amplify the sound and replay the murmur Cato made as he slept. Did you hear that? I ask. Sounds like something over all. Truth over all, I say. I've heard that before. But when? When? I can't pin my finger on it until a slippery sensation works its way up my arm. I bolt upright and run to the door. Your pie! Thraxa calls after me. I stand over the science team as they shake their heads at my request for a DNA check. We've been under constant attack since we got to Mercury, sir. There's no DNA census without a re-upload from Skyhall, and we ran him against all the gold POWs. Run it against this. I thrust Sevro's trophy at them. The tech looks down at the bloody robes in confusion. Now! I pace behind the techs as they work. It does not take long. The computer beeps, and before I look up, I know. The DNA is related. Oh, shit, I hear the tech say as I bolt out of the room so fast I send Thraxa tumbling over a chair. I call Screwface at full sprint. He answers, covering his yawn with his Heliopolitan scarf, having just returned from a patrol in the mountains. Iron up, full pack. His face falls as he knows he failed. They're coming. They're coming. Next I call Harnassus. He answers peevishly from the Morning Star. Are you with Clearastes? His weariness vanishes. No. His shuttle's having maintenance difficulties. Tell him I want to speak with him in the hangar. Once he's away from the machine, stun him, strip him naked, scan him for embeds, and put him in a cell with a full sentry standing guard. No one is to speak with him until I get there. If he tries to touch anything unusual between this moment and then, shoot him in the head. Then order an evacuation of all support personnel to the ships. I want everyone except combat ready to go. I take a breath. Then get a particle beam pointed at the spirit of Faran and blow that EMP to hell. There's a pause. Copy that. What's what? Patching a pool. I use my master controls over my Harlow's network as I run, cutting out Alexandra and Rona. Colloway joins from the confines of his isolation chamber. Thraxa storms down the hall to link up with me. Harnassus joins as he walks a complaining Glerastes out to the hangar. When the rest of the pool has joined from all across Heliopolis, I inform them and my private horror becomes real. An Omega-level enemy asset has been discovered inside the city. Glerastes has flipped. That EMP is for us. I've ordered its destruction, but it will be coordinated with an outside assault. Prepare for heavy enemy contact. Attack is imminent. Should I call Rona and Alexander? Will it tip my enemy off? If I don't, he could take either of them hostage, or kill them if he hears us coming. I have to risk it and trust their discretion. Even then, if anyone could take down a single man, it's Alexander. I use my master command to turn on both of their cochlear implants. Rona is laughing and admiring the water colossus. Do not react. A Howler strike team is on its way to your location. The man you are sitting across from is not named Cato Au Vitruvius. He is Lysander Auloon. Wait for us. Do not engage him on your own.